Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Tattoos have become increasingly popular in recent decades, but most people say that their skin art is usually hidden from view. Andrew Timming, reader in management at the University of St. Andrews, discusses why visible tattoos may hurt the most during a job interview.
Thinking about getting a tattoo? Hold that thought. In a recent paper, I looked at the effects of visible tattoos on employment chances. I say visible tattoos because if your tattoos are concealable, then they will likely have no impact on your career. Visible tattoos are typically found on the hands, neck, and face. They are increasing in prevalence. Of the 18 to 29-year-old cohort, nearly 40% have tattoos, and of that 40%, about a third are visible. I wanted to find out how those visible tattoos affect your chances of getting a job. I initially interviewed 15 hiring managers in service sector organizations in Scotland. The industries in my sample include retail, hotels, prison services, landscaping, restaurants, higher education, booksellers, a beauty salon, and a bank, among others. I also interviewed another 10 visibly tattooed respondents about their job-seeking experiences. Several findings stand out. First, tattoos can harm your chances of getting a job, but not necessarily because the recruiter is prejudiced. Some recruiters I spoke with personally like tattoos, but refuse to hire anyone with body art because of customer expectations. It's a problem of societal prejudice, not individual prejudice. Second, tattoos don't always reduce your chances of getting a job. In some industries, they can be an asset, especially where young people are the target demographic. Third, how visible the tattoo is and the genre of the image are also important factors. A tattoo on the hand can be temporarily concealed through body positioning, but not a tattoo on the face. And a rose says something different about your character than a marijuana leaf. So my advice is go ahead and get that new tattoo you've been thinking about, but think long and hard about how it might affect your career.
That was Andrew Timming of the University of St. Andrews. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.